Hello, good morning. This is Rahul from Commerce First. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Can you speak up, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Who am I speaking to?
This is Rahul from Family First. Who am I speaking with?
This is Zachary Stuckey. Jose told you to call me?
To call you now. I received a call from this number and I answered the call. What happened?
You received a call. Is this Jose?
No, this is Rangel.
Okay, but Jose, he was the one called me. He told me he was on the line, but I kept saying hello. I waited, then the phone cut off. So I dialed his number back, and then.
We were having issues with the phones and all calls were disconnected. Due to
What's going
internet
on with
issues,
this
I'm sorry.
installment? Give me a second. Give me your full name. Give me one
My name
second.
is
What is your name
Rangel,
again? I want you to spell it for me.
It's
O-R.
Orangel.
One second, one second. A little slower, please. O-R.
Angel.
A-M.
Gel.
G-E-L. Okay. How you pronounce that?
Orangel.
Rangel. Okay,
Yes.
I'll pronounce it differently. You have a last name?
It's Gu.
G-U?
E.
I'm sorry. I need you to speak up, please. I
I'm
need you
speaking
to
up.
speak up.
Gu.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Gu.
G-U, go ahead.
ED.
E-D or E-B?
ED, as in David. D.
E-D, okay. G-U-E-D, I'm sorry, go ahead.
E.
E?
Z, as in zebra.
Z. Pronounce that.
Get it?
One more time. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You are a supervisor, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been supervising, Mr. Horn?
I'm sorry, what is that
How long
question? What is the reason of the
have you been
call?
a
I'm sorry.
supervisor? Sir, how long have you been a supervisor?
And this agency for like 1 year, most likely. But why are you asking? What is the reason of the call, sir? How can I help you?
Okay, the reason for listen to me, please. You know, people only want to hear what they want to hear. It's a new day, my friend. I think Jose explained everything to you. He explained everything to you. You know the reason why you called me. I don't have no caregiver in place because initially, there's been no fraud here. Okay, when I talked to you the last time, it was okay for me to have my children reinstated. Is that correct?
No, I told you to speak with your service coordinator and ask if your stepdaughter, I think he was, is able to start working again.
Start working again. You should have never stopped her from working.
No, it was the service
Right?
coordinator who
Okay.
asked her to stop services. So that's why I called you last time to ask you to speak with them, not with us.
Okay, listen to me. I just spoke to one of the directors in one of those departments, right? So she's explaining to me what investigation is still going on. Because if there's any fraud, you're saying I'm committing fraud. Because they got a clock in here. So where's the fraud They got a clock in here. So where's the fraud at? So you're saying I'm committing fraud because no one called me and made a complaint to me that I was committing fraud.
But who said
So
that?
you people, no, say that again?
Who said that you're committing fraud?
No, no one said it. So my services should have never been stopped. No one said it. And that's the point I'm making. No one said, no one called me. How are you going to say my children are committing fraud when they got a clock in here? So if they're committing fraud, I'm committing fraud. So they got to use my phone to call in. So you explain you so you're saying it to me what you're saying to them, that I'm committing fraud. But no one accused me of it, but that's what you're saying by what you're doing. Right? But once again, you told me my daughter's can be reinstated. You told me to call the service coordinator, right? And that's what I've done. He hasn't reached out to me yet, but he told him he would call me today.
Okay, so we can wait for his confirmation.
Wait for his confirmation for what? You already told me that they can start back to work.
No, I didn't say that. I told you to ask them if your stepdaughter can start working again, because if not, we need to find someone else from our agency.
No,
no.
Y'all can't find no one for me. No. I can drop you. I can drop this agency. You don't find no one for me. I find them. I can drop this agency, my friend. Right or wrong? It's not in your court. It's in my court. I can drop this service from you.
That's
all right? And I'll find another. Right. Let me say something to you. This complaint is not going to go unheard. All right? There's no fraud here. You acted on what the insurance company said. There's no investigation. You're right. So that's what you want me to do, pick up and leave? I think I want to have my lawyer call you, okay? Because that's where it's at with this here. Because those people are a bunch of liars. Let me say something to you, Mr. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you understand each other today. I've been told Jose from the beginning, this insurance has been giving me bull crap. I expressed that to you when I spoke to you. So as far as y'all concerned, it's okay for them to do the wrong to me. You understand me? Instead of you advising me to do something else, you're going along with what these people do. You fired my daughters, not giving you health choices. You fired them. Jose fired her. So y'all got the problem there. You can't fire her. I think I explained that to you the other day. Only I can fire her. And that's the bottom line. You know, so where is the investigation that's still ongoing? If there's an investigation still ongoing, why was I able to call my service coordinator to get her reinstated? Why would you even say that? I think Mr. Jose explained himself really well to you. You understand me? You want me to go public about what's happening here, about this agency? That's what you want. Because this is BS, my friend. You don't got to answer that. I know you don't want me to go public. I know you don't. You know who's committing the fraud? You and this agency and this insurance. They don't want you committing the fraud. This is falsifying information. This is not right. I think you need to have your management call me. That's what I'm saying to you. You need to have your management call me. Okay? And right now, my daughter's not in place. I'm not going to put them back in place because, hey, even though there's no fraud, I'm going to drop this insurance as well, too. And everybody's going to move forward with the lawsuit. You understand? That's the bottom line. So once again, you acted on something that was said to you that never was investigated, and now y'all want to, they want to act like, now I spoke to the director. She said, where's my, She said, if y'all say it's okay to talk to the service coordinator, why my daughter's not working? That's what she said to me. I say, well, your people is the one who told me that. So tell me who's investigating this matter, let me pronounce your name right. Orego, if I'm pronouncing it right?
Yeah.
And you've been, okay. So who's investigating? You tell me who's investigating. Because if they're investigating, they got to be speaking to you too. Or they got to be speaking to Mr. Jose, right?
Yeah, well, sir, what I can do for you is send...
What can you do,
sir, tell me, please. What I can do for you is escalate the case to the administrator so he can reach out to you. But in the meantime...
They reach out to me. They reach out to me today.
Sir, listen to me.
You please listen to me. I'm tired of your BS.
Sir, but I'm trying to help
people.
You. Like, how do you want me to help you? I'm not letting me speak.
You want to help me now after the fact. When this should have never happened. It should have never happened. You know, because this is the thing about it. If they complain to you about fraud, where's the investigation from your people about this fraud? Because y'all the ones paying my children. So where's the investigation from this agency? Because there's none. There's none, my friend. You think no lawyer don't want to take this case here? You get your administrators to talk to me, and they find a resolution to bring a recollection to this matter here. And I need them to reach out to me today. Let me say this to you. You know the radio show WDSFM 105.3? This coming Sunday, I was going to be on the radio show speaking about Jesse Jackson. His funeral was today. He was a mentor to me. I want you people to listen in on the radio show so you can hear my name, so you can hear the way I speak and what's going on in this world, in this country. Just to put it out there to you, I want you to hear how professional I can be. Now, I haven't spoken to no reporters yet about this issue, but if y'all don't find a resolution, a real resolution, we will. Because you're liable, my friend. You're liable here. You're liable. Because y'all the ones stop the services, not Community Health Choices. But I'll deal with them too. You understand? There's no fraud here. And you know, when I told you, I said I had to talk to my daughter to see if she wanted this job back. And I told you that she'd been telling me to go public a couple years ago.
That's
right. And that's what I told you. Or do you remember? Your phone calls are recorded, right? So everything I said to you is recorded. Right? Your administration needs to speak to me before I speak to my attorney. And they give me a resolution so I have to get an attorney. You understand? And then I think we got to move on with this situation from this agency. But your administration, reach out to me today. I appreciate it. Okay?
Okay, it will happen. Thank you so much, sir. I hope you have a great day.
Excuse me. Let me say something to you.
Yep.
Why you tell people to have a great day when you do wrong? Why you tell people that? You understand my point? And that's going on.
Even with that.
Right. So you get your administration. They call me right away today. I want you to call me ASP because I'm going to drop this insurance too. And then I'm going to bring attention, not on your behalf, but remember now, I said to you, my daughter said I should have went public a couple years ago, and especially after what happened last year. You see? Because these people, see, my insurance is criminal because they send someone here who can't prove who they are. You see the criminal, you see the wrong things people are doing. So they already have a problem. So they want to build up something after the fact of them being wrong. Let me say this to you, my friend. If you know God like I know God, that stupidity, it don't prosper against people who know God. And I'm a true believer of God. And this is why he's showing me what y'all are doing, and what you are doing is illegal. That's the bottom line. Your administration best call out to me because they don't want me to go national about this agency,
sir,
and what y'all are doing. Because,
sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you. But
okay,
we received notification from the insurance to stop services. We need to stop services. Period. I mean, we cannot do anything.
No, you received that. Well, where's the proof that, where's the, you told me she could be reinstated, so guess what? There's nothing there.
Yeah, but we can reinstate the services with another person, even if you bring that person or if we find you someone.
No. I want my daughters taking care of me. Let me explain something to you. My daughters come any time. They got keys to this door. They come in and check when I'm asleep. The agency not going to do that. Ain't no agency going to do that. The bottom line is, I don't appreciate, you're violating my rights, my friend, over and over. You're violating my HIPAA law. They're being criminal. And once again, so if you, now, if they said that to you, why they didn't say it to me? Right? They got a clock in here. So why, once again, they didn't say it to me. So who did they say it to? Just to you and not tell me? And then you say I can reinstate them? Somebody's lying, man. That's the whole point here. Your administrators call me as soon as possible. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, as I told you, also the administrator spoke directly with your stepdaughter and informed about it. And I called you last day, and I explained to you and told you about this.
Right. No. You talked to my daughter?
The administrator himself spoke with the daughter, with your daughter.
From this agency?
Yes.
Okay, why didn't he speak to me? I'm the one who's got a clock in here.
And also spoke with the caregiver because the caregiver was the one who was clocking.
No, sir. She got a clock in here. She got a clock in here.
It is fine that she clocked there. And it's completely understandable. But if there are clock-ins in two different places, it is not possible. I mean, the administrator already spoke with your stepdaughter.
Excuse me. And you got the information she gave you about the second job, right? There's no clocking in the same time, my friend. How can it be clocking in the same time? My hours from 7 to 3, and then she start another job from 4 to 11, and from 11 to 6. Are you kidding me?
I understand, sir.
So where the fraud come in then? I'm going to say this one more time. You have your administrators. They reach out to me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have my lawyer speak to them.
Okay. So he can call you as soon as possible. I'm going to escalate it now, so he can. Can you hear me? Sure.
Yeah. So those administrators from there, they reached out to my daughter. Is that correct? Because she never told me that. She never told me. Because they reached out to her, she would have told me. Guess what? She spoke to Mr. Jose, not to your administrators. She gave Mr. Jose. Okay, so the administrators called her?
Yeah.
Okay, so where's your proof at that we committed fraud? Because if your administrator, you told me she can get reinstated. You told me that.
No, I didn't.
You told me all I had to do was call. No, you told me to call the service coordinator so she can be reinstated. That's what you told me. You said I have
to
call
the
service
coordinators to ask if your stepdaughter is able to work again. But still, I also told you that we need to find, you can bring someone else, or we can find you someone. In the meantime, this is resolved and your stepdaughter can work again.
No, sir, because y'all are the ones who fired her, not Keystone First Community Health Choices. Yeah. Jose is the one who said she couldn't work here no more. So you're liable. He the one said it. Keystone First never fired her. They never did. That's the bottom line. All right. So everybody is misconstruing everything here. I'm going to say this one more time, so we understand each other today. There's a lot of BS. You know, I want to talk to my DA about this here. Because this has been criminal with this insurance anyway. So your administrator that called my daughter, they need to call me because they got a clock in here. Right? So if they clocking in here, that's saying she's clocking in here for two places. Right? She got a clock in here. Not the second job, but this job, she got a clock in here. So you're accusing her and not accusing me? So whoever reached out to her, they need to reach out to me as soon as possible because I can go public in a couple hours.
I understand, sir. So let me hang up the call so I can escalate the case to the administrator and he can call you back.
Right. Okay, so we're going to have the same administrator that called my daughter. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is it? What is his or her name, you know?
His name is Jonah.
Give me one second. You have a number for Jonah?
It's 267.
Is it a he or a she?
He.
Okay. What is it? Spell his name.
267. Jonah, Y-O-N-A-H.
Y-O-N-A-H?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Jonah. The last name?
Blackstein.
What is the name again?
Jonah.
Okay, Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last name?
Blackstein.
Blackstein?
Yes.
Now he's in administration, right?
Yeah.
What is his number?
267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Okay.
7402.
One more time. 551.
7402.
7402. I want to say something to you, Mr. Arango. I'm going to learn your name, but I'm going to pronounce it eventually. Arango, that's how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
All right. Let me say something to you. You know this is a bunch of bullshit. And so do Mr. Jose. It's a bunch of bullshit. You understand me? Y'all know this. And so does the insurance company, too. Because no one never called me. I'm not calling him. He better call me. But I got his information. I'm not calling him. He better call me. You say he's in administration, he better call me. I want to show you something. You're not dealing with someone stupid. You understand? I have spinal cord condition and all those other elements, diabetes and all those things, but I'm not stupid. You understand me? And remember, I want you to remember everything you said to me that day. I want you to remember, the first time I spoke to you, I want you to remember everything you said to me, because I wrote it down. You understand? So once again, y'all bringing a case against my daughter and not me, that's bullshit. They got to clock in with me. Right? So what you're saying, I'm letting them clock in two different places. That's bullshit. There's no way in the world. There's no way in the world, my friend. What was that said? What would you just say? I'm sorry,
I'm listening to you.
Okay, all right then. Listen, let me say something to you. You don't want me to go national with this on TV, do you? You don't want that, right? So, Mr. Jonah, y'all better find a resolution for me. And then everyone can move forward here. And then I'll have to expose the wrongdoing of y'all. You understand? Because this is wrong. And that's the bottom line. And then the thing about it, you go wrong against my disability where I do need these services. You understand my point? So, Mr. Jonah, he needs to reach out to me as soon as possible. And I pray he is who you say he is. Okay, because a lot of people, they're infiltrating. Just like the people who came to my house last year. They didn't prove who these people are, so they're a bunch of liars. They don't want me to go public. They're begging me not to go public, Keystone Community of Choices. But you know what? I want to go public against them. And especially after they do this, you lie on me, tell me I'm committing fraud. Man, let me tell you something. You don't know the money I got. You don't know the people I take care of. You don't know the children I help in this city here. You don't know the people I know, my friend. I can make it really legally bad for this agency, my friend. Family matters, right? Family first, whatever you are there. I can make it really bad legally because this is a lot of bullshit. And Mr. Jose know it, you know it too. There's no investigation, there's no fraud here. And y'all know it. And that's why y'all said she can work again. That's why y'all said that. And that's the bottom line. You have your administration reach out to me. I appreciate it. And then we'll go from there. I want to say this to you that's important. It's a new day, my friend. And God is available for everybody. He know I talk to him every day in prayer, every day, including last year. He know I never missed not one day of prayer last year, and he know how many days how many times a day I pray. You see, that hate, envy, and jealousy, it don't prosper. And I want to say it to you again. It don't prosper because I'm a true soldier of God. I'm a true soldier of his. And anybody get that opportunity to have that ability to get a relationship with God. And this has been criminal. You know, when I spoke to the lady a little while ago, she said, well, where's your daughter? Well, their service coordinator is doing what they're doing. I think we're going to move forward a lawsuit and leave you people alone. How does that sound? Your administration, they reach out to me. All right, I appreciate it. Now, once again, it's a good day, my man. But I got a funeral to attend to on TV pretty soon. Like I mentioned to you about Mr. Reverend Jesse Jackson. You know, and I'm going to say to y'all one more time, y'all don't know the people I know. But I will, if I got to bring attention to it, I will. Mr. Jonah needs to call me right away because he's the one investigating, right? He's administration as investigating. Because I never heard of any investigation, never. I never heard of any investigation. I never heard of any fraud until I heard it from the service coordinator. So we're going to find out who said it to him for him to say it to me. Because initially it was mentioned, but he said it was alleged. Yeah, well, people say things. They do. But they're a bunch of liars. Ain't no fraud here, man. You must be kidding. Your people need to reach out to me. Don't make me make it bad for this whole agency legally, okay? Don't make me put this whole agency on national radio and TV, okay? Because I will do it. Because y'all have violated my rights here under this agency. I want to say one more thing. I promise you I want to end this phone call. Stop the goddamn hate. H-A-T-E, stop the damn hate. Your own personal jealousy, your own envy, your own mistrust within yourself. Stop it. And that's the bottom line. Everybody, I want to say this to you. You think I don't know what's going on with people around in my life? You think that? They losers, man. They losers. And the devil's a loser. That's the bottom line. Your people reach out to me as soon as possible. We don't find a real resolution for this matter, I'm going to put this agency on legal blast. I mean it. Legal blast. It's a good day. They reach out to me, ASP. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.